USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nashville's mayor said the initial evidence of a Christmas morning blast in the city's downtown was a deliberate bomb, and the FBI is asking for the public's help related to an RV at the center of the investigation. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee requesting an emergency declaration from President Trump to support the ongoing efforts and relief. A storm off the West Coast could have big implications for the Midwest in a few days. National Weather Service meteorologist Roger Vahalik tells NBC News it's too early to pinpoint where the storm will hit or how much rain or snow it might bring.
But if you do have travel plans next week, I would caution that anybody traveling around the Midwest here from either Missouri northward into Iowa and Minnesota and states to the west should be very, very careful about your plans and make sure you keep up with the forecast this weekend.
USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that's shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Unemployment benefits are set to run out for millions of Americans today if the standoff continues between Congress and President Trump over a COVID-19 relief package. The president refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, claiming it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. The bill also provides $1.4 trillion for normal government funding. A waitress in Iowa got a $1,000 tip just in time for the holidays. A customer at a Baker Square just outside of Des Moines decided to leave a large tip to a hard-working waitress in the week ahead of Christmas.
My partner and I had a wonderful idea to give someone in the restaurant industry a gift before Christmas. We know that the restaurant industry has been hit hard during COVID-19.
Ramona Wink says she also left tips for other employees. She tells WHO in Des Moines that she's really passionate about helping people find hope and healing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Business owners across the country are becoming defiant when it comes to lockdowns despite health orders. A San Jose salon owner is keeping his doors open despite local health orders. The public health department saying that he could face fines or further action if he refuses to follow the emergency order. Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty regarding all these lockdowns. She tells Fox Business,
"What I'm concerned about, though, is that even though the vaccine is now being put into the arms of Americans, there's no sign that these draconian and anti-science lockdowns in many parts of the country are going to be lifted anytime soon. In the previous segment, you were talking about New York City's indoor dining ban, which is just devastating to restaurant owners. And it's not based on the state's own data, which shows that only 1.43% of COVID cases are from bars and restaurants. For all of the shrieking on the left about data and science, these lockdowns are often put in place without any science or data to back them up. So, you know, at this point, it started with 15 days to slow the spread. Then we were told we just need to flatten the curve. Then we were told we just need to wait for a vaccine. But these politicians are so drunk with power that I don't think a vaccine is going to make it so that they lift these lockdowns anytime in the near future."
Please remember, you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.